Despite six collegial months, the General Assembly did not close with a happy ending. The 2016 session crashed amid the usual Smith Hill blame game. Several big issues were left without resolution, notably a plan to shore up the state's aging bridges and roads. There are many politicians who failed on this important issue. Governor Gina Raimondo made a hash of a plan to increase tolls on trucks. She rolled out a poorly thought proposal too late in the session for serious consideration. Then Raimondo tried to change it to meet objections from the trucking lobby, but that only confused the lawmakers. Next came the dramatic closing of an ailing bridge near House Speaker Nicholas Mattiello's Cranston Law Office. Some think it was an ill-advised political stunt. Others view it as a smart move to protect public safety. Either way, the timing was awful. So politics, as so often happens, morphed into farce. Now it's time to run the reel back, start over, and craft a reasonable solution to a problem that has been many years in the making. The governor is absolutely correct in her diagnosis. We're in dire need of infrastructure investments, but nothing is ever as simple as her cure. What needs to happen very soon is for lawmakers to make a public policy decision they have ducked forever. A comprehensive plan to pay for years of needed repairs. There are many, many ways to finance these improvements. The state collects income taxes, sales taxes, and casino taxes, and levies car taxes, as well as registration and license fees. Tolls are another option. What's needed is a sober look at all of the taxing and spending streams. Mattiello refused to go along with the trucking tolls. He may have a good point. The delay means that lawmakers and the governor will have a chance to see what Washington, D.C. decides on a big transportation measure. That stalled in the usual Democratic and Republican squabbling in Congress. While some in Congress are willing to raise gasoline and diesel taxes to finance road and bridge repairs, others balk at any tax hike. It's a sad state of affairs because the easiest way to boost the deficit-ridden Federal Highway Trust Fund would be to boost fuel taxes, which have not changed in more than two decades. Had these levies kept up with inflation, they would be about 30 cents per gallon today. Yet raising fuel taxes is no long-term panacea. While today's cars and trucks consume more than 8 million barrels of oil a day, the Department of Energy estimates that better fuel efficiency will mean vehicles of the future burn far fewer. The lobbying scrum over tolls pitted several well-heeled interest groups against each other. Truckers opposed the plan, while the building trades union and construction industry pushed the proposal. Opponents asserted tolls would hurt the economy. That seems silly to anyone who has ever driven the Massachusetts Turnpike from Stockbridge to Boston on a bumper-to-bumper Sunday afternoon. Tolls on the Newport Bridge don't seem to stop tourists from flocking to the city by the sea, but lawmakers on the east side of Narragansett Bay seemed convinced that Tiverton would float out to the Atlantic if the Saconnet River Bridge charged tolls. There's a path out of this morass. That would be for a commission of lawmakers, Raimondo's team, and transportation experts to sit down and recommend a sensible policy. The alternative is too grisly to contemplate. If you think our crooked politicians make us a national punchline, imagine what would happen if a bridge collapse sent cars crashing down a river or railroad trestle.